This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
GR Sports Radio 550 presents.
Tell everybody that even though my company specializes in giant monsters attacking things, we had absolutely nothing to do with these giant monster attacks. Also, fire our PR guy.
Sports Talk Saturday.
I'm the PR guy, sir.
Well, good, because you're going to have lots of public relations when you're out there on the street with the public. Because fired.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
That's a new one. Welcome into Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali here with you in what is going to be just a, you know, one of those days. Welcome to one of, I guess, the dog days of off season, so to say, where nothing happens and we got to find out ways to talk about nothing. Right, Joe?
Yeah, finding something out of nothing, you know, as always.
I'm looking
outside at snow.
We might have a connection issue with one Joe Cali. So, how things end up going with this is, like, when it comes to the off season, everything like that, sometimes there's not a lot going on. Sometimes there's not a lot that one can think about, one can worry about. And you just find your way through it all. Luckily, though, the Bills, there is some stuff to talk about in this sense. James Cook asking for $15 million per season, which is his right as a player. He should be asking for whatever he feels he is capable of being paid. But also that Super Bowl, man. I've never felt more vindicated in a take in my life, I think, than after watching that Super Bowl. Because over the past couple weeks on this show, we have been more or less on this. Do they need to make a trade for a defensive superstar and, in particular, a pass rusher? Given the Bills' track record with drafting at defensive end and how relatively unsuccessful they have been in bringing in that talent. Even the idea, though, the Von Miller signing, it looked like it was a great idea. Guess what? Unfortunately, there was some bad luck that got put into that. Because he gets hurt halfway through his first year. He looks like he's the guy that should be as productive as he is, and then he gets injured. That should never stop you from trying that kind of move again, though, because I've seen what this regime does with their acumen with drafting defensive ends to a point where I don't know if I need to worry about that right away. I would like a player that can, at the very least, have that track record. You go get them, and you make it happen that way. I I do think, though, that there's a lot to be said about what that Eagles team was and how they were one of the most talented defenses put together over the course of several years. Unfortunately, the Bills don't have time for that. They do not have time to wait several years to put together one of these great defenses and even fall as low as picking ninth. The Bills are never going to get to that point because they have Josh Allen. And now I think we've got Joe Kelly back.
Yes, I'm floating out here in the metaverse somewhere, if you can't tell.
Oh, that's interesting. That's unfortunate.
You've got me dealing with some health stuff, so you know we're out there floating around. I'm staring at snow outside as we're getting that impending winter weather. But yeah, you're right. I mean, Josh Allen's the guy. He's if you've got him at the center of your team, you're in good shape for the most part. And we are in the dog days of the off season, and you know it's just as fast as the season comes, it goes right. And we're sitting here now post Super Bowl. Getting ready for baseball season in a lot of ways, getting ready to watch the final stretch of the hockey season.
Yeah.
And we're here.
So a couple of things about that, Joe, because you wanted to bring up something interesting.
Yeah.
Just like a nonsense content kind of thing.
Yeah.
But before that, I will say, A, it does not help that the Sabres are not helping again.
No, they're not helping whatsoever.
They're not helping
whatsoever.
Last place in the Eastern Conference, and it's like, come on, anything. But there's a lot of excitement around the Four Nations tournament, and I'm very, very happy about that. And again, the other thing about it is the vindication that I felt after watching that Super Bowl was, okay, you know what we've been talking about the last 2 weeks, Joe? That. Exactly that. We need that. Give me that.
Yes, that.
Pass rusher. Sounds great. Josh Sweat, 2.5 sacks. Yes, give me that. I want that. Give me that. Vindication, 1,000% of the way. But, Joe, you were mentioning, though, that on the way in, you were out and about, and something had irritated you to a point where you just had to bring it up with me.
Yeah, so last night, okay, this has been an overarching issue, right? Even for months, my past year, I would say, I've really noticed this. And that's the movie-going experience, right? I did go to see the new Captain America last night. Non-spoiler review. It was good. Not great. Not bad. I think everyone who's a Marvel fan should go watch it. It was solid.
Good. Good.
But the common theme, no matter what movie, I saw Mufasa, right? I took a shot on that one. That was pretty good. Others, Deadpool, Wolverine, just any movie in the past year you could point to that was in theaters that I had an interest in seeing when I went. The theater-going experience was god-awful because people... And I don't mean to sound like a boomer, but people do not stop talking. They have no respect for the movie theater anymore. The sanctity of the movie theater is no more. And I'm done. I'm so frustrated by it. Now, the tickets aren't cheap either, mind you. Now,
yeah.
Especially if you want to sit in a good spot on a Friday night, they upcharge for the middle of the theater. So I'm paying an upcharge fee already to go see a movie. That who knows if it's going to be good? Who knows if it's actually going to be worth the money?
Yeah.
And then you got people jibber-jabbering all around you, cell phone lights out of the corner of your eye, flashes, everything. And then just having their own conversations. And I'm not one anyway for people chewing with their mouths open. I think that's just, what are you doing in society if you're doing that? But I get it. Movie snacks are not quiet, like popcorn. There's going to be a crunch. It's the cow chewing after the crunch. Right,
it's the cow chewing after the crunch.
The whole concept of going to a movie is gone. It's gone. I'd rather wait till it comes out on home video. I really would. Digital. I'd rather watch it on my own TV.
Actually, kind of makes sense because the last time I went to a movie theater, it was our friend Ryan and I. We went to go watch Lord of the Rings: War of the Rohirrim, and we went. At like Friday afternoon at 2:00, we'd both taken the day and we're just like, ah, screw it. It's the day after Christmas. And it's like, why are we bothering going to work? I'm just going to take the day off, whatever. And,
right.
It was the Friday after Christmas, which was on a Wednesday this year or last year. To a point where it's like, all right, yeah, no, screw it. Let's go to the movie theater. You don't have to deal with anyone there. Nobody, like, who is there at 2 o'clock on a Friday on a work week? So I dealt with zero of those problems that you're talking about. But you're probably right because of the fact that there's also an entire generation of people that movie theaters were taken away from them.
At a young age.
At a young age, so they don't know how to act. And yeah. I don't know if that's necessarily, you know, just circumstantial at this point. But at the same time, stop talking. And yeah. I do it too. Let's be like, I'll admit something. I do it too. But I'll talk in a quiet volume to myself or to a person that's with me. Just like lean over to them and go, oh, that was actually pretty, that was pretty neat.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, it's under your breath. It's not loudly spoken. These people behind me were speaking at normal speaking volume. Like, oh my God, look. Oh my God, look at this. This was awesome. I wanted to flip out of the back of my recliner chair and just stand in front of them and shush them. Like, in all seriousness, I haven't been this heated. You know, it's the dog days of the offseason, right? I haven't been this heated.
Football offseason, yes.
Yes, but I wasn't even this heated when the Bills lost. I wasn't even this heated. Like this is really grinding my gears to the point where every time I go to a movie, I just know I'm going to get sat next to loud people or sat in front of loud people.
I feel like
someone who doesn't respect it, you know.
So here's the thing: you also watched a movie that had also just come out. That was highly anticipated.
Yes.
So you're going to get the most people. And the most people means the higher chances of the most obnoxious people.
Mm-hmm. But, like I said,
I'm not victim blaming here. However, it sounds like you need to pick better times to go to movies.
Well, here's the thing, okay? I mentioned... That last night capped off a Valentine's Day thing. So like that was a
oh my God, yes. Yesterday was dude, you got what was coming to you.
Yes. Yeah, so anyway, but it wasn't even a couple doing it. It was just like these five dudes, right?
Oh, I know. I'm still saying it's a night where it's a Friday night and it is a highly anticipated movie that just came out. Like I said, it's a higher chance of getting the most obnoxious people.
Right. So, my point, though, I did see Mufasa, as I mentioned, right?
Yes.
That had been out for close to a month.
Okay. And you still got the same stuff.
The two, there were probably five of us total in the movie theater.
Where are you
My girlfriend
going?
And I, it's the AMC right across from where we work. And it was the small theater.
Is it always that place?
No, sometimes it's the one in downtown Buffalo right across from Shays.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I'm like, is there a consistency issue going on here with like a certain theater and people are just talking wherever they want in that place? I just wanted to make sure of that.
No. It's not – I'm not a big blame the public guy, but this is like – I've gone at the different times in the different places, the different movies, and the same experience. There's always – even though there were five people, two out of the five were just jibber-jabbering the whole time. And it's not like a laugh. It's not like a good comment. It's just a, I'm going to totally just play-by-play this movie in the back of the auditorium. And it's like, why? Why are we doing this? Why did I pay money for this?
Yeah, you had to get that off your chest, man.
I had to, yes. I did have to.
Yes.
It was getting me.
So I say pick better times to go to the movie theater because... I feel like we're going to have a hard time telling people, be quiet.
Yeah, even though the entire opening part before Nicole Kidman shows up is literally, be quiet, don't text, don't ruin the movie. And people just continue to ruin the movie. So, you know.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We'll see. Well, sorry. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Well, I mean, we were kind of just getting, I was just kind of getting going on business to start, like, just the introductory to the day. Mm-hmm. And usually the band has some nonsense to it. So I wouldn't say you derailed anything. I think you did it exactly how we intend to at times. Like, there is always, like, this podcast moment that we always end up having because life happens. And I feel like sometimes that needs to be said. Because it was like, it's a week after the Super Bowl already, and I don't need to go into that game.
No.
Mostly because my original intention was to not watch it. However, I do have a job to do. So I did watch it, begrudgingly.
Mm-hmm. And you saw the Chiefs just get their face smacked.
And I was more irritated as I was watching it because I'm like, the Bills cannot ever solve getting a pass rush. Why?
No. They were rushing with four the entire time, and they got there.
Yeah. And so I was getting more and more angry about that, but...
I do have one question for you.
Yeah.
Commercial-wise,
I'm disappointed. I didn't notice anything about them.
Seal on the Mountain Dew commercial was the only one that I was like, okay, this is a home run.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? That one where he's actually a seal?
Yep.
And he's singing Kiss from a Lime instead of the Rose or whatever?
So, honestly, I was kind of... For the start of it, I was definitely checked out.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much all it was. I got a little irritated about the Bills' lack of pass rush, and then it became, oh, all right, this is fun. Because the Chiefs don't ever have this happen to them where they get beat down constantly like this. It's not very frequent. So I did enjoy it for what it was. But that said, it's not an accident that the peak of the numbers came halfway through the second quarter. Because that's the pick six.
Yeah, right.
People are flocking to their TVs going, hang on, what's going on?
Yeah. Cooper DeJean brought people back.
Yes, that's pretty much what happened here.
With that awful score bug.
That's bad. And that's, we're going to be seeing that next year.
Yeah, how did they think that was an improvement?
Yeah, it looks like...
That looks like Little League football. Like on yes. the just YouTube stream. Like that's what that looks like.
Yes, that is exactly what that looks like. Generic as generic gets.
Pee-wee football.
Like,
I think
bad.
Little League's baseball. But
the only way it could have been funnier is if that font is in Comic Sans.
It should have been. At that point, I would have been okay with it. I think I would have just come to terms with it. But no, it was terrible.
But the only thing that I really took away from that game, like the real thing I took away from that game, is guess. Go get yourself that premier pass rusher. I am now just dug in at that point. And I know here at the station, last year we had a wide receiver train.
We were on the caboose of that for most of the offseason.
Can't stop, won't stop. Mm-hmm. This year, I've hopped on into an entirely different train. And that is the pass rusher train. Give me that pass rusher. Through hell or high water. I'm not worried about the cost. Obviously, context being needed, you do need to make sure you're paying the appropriate price to acquire someone. But give me a guy. Give me a Trey Hendrickson. Give me a Max Crosby. Give me a Myles Garrett. Give me a Micah Parsons. Go get
the
me Josh
pass
Sweat.
Rusher Express.
Yes. And, like, I'm sitting next to the old wide receiver big board here. I think on the other side of it, I'm going to write in Sharpie defensive end big board. Because
just
that would
spin
be,
it that way and see if anyone picks it out.
Yeah, just like writing it in Sharpie. It's not even good.
No.
It's a blank canvas on the other side. I can get away with it, right?
I mean, I don't think you could see through. So there's a way they could turn it back around. The duality of the big board, if you will.
The duality of big boards is now I'm over here. I'm just dug in. But the difference is I think the Bills need to add that veteran player. And Joe, disagree with me if you need to. But for me, it is I've seen Brandon Bean and the Bills scouting department and how they have drafted at defensive end, and I'm sold on the fact that they need to get that Von Miller-esque acquisition again of a premier established pass rusher who can do you major damages on opposing quarterbacks.
Yeah, and I think the Super Bowl is evident of that. What Philly was able to do against the Chiefs and what you were not able to accomplish against the Chiefs.
It's just normal. It's normal quarterback behavior that if you're getting battered in the pocket, you're going to make bad decisions. That is literally how it works in football. And What have I been saying, Joe? Your pass coverage is married to your pass rush. And the last game of Buffalo's seasons constantly is asking for a divorce. And I'm not saying that just to be clever. I'm not saying it just to be kind of funny with it. No, I'm saying it because what I'm watching is the pass rush is not getting there. Therefore, the secondary struggles. And it was against a Chiefs line that was probably what I'd call below average.
Yeah. Yeah, it is below average. Again, what I look at, and I you know it's a one-game sample size, but the Eagles were able to get there with four. That tells you everything you need to know.
It tells you everything you need to know.
Because I said it last week, and I know we had callers that disagreed, but for lack of a better term, we're a Myles Garrett, we're a Max Crosby away from winning the Super Bowl. Or going to the Super Bowl, excuse me. I'm not going to say winning, because you don't know what's going to happen with the NFC team. But
yes,
if you had Myles Garrett on that Bills defensive line, making Patrick Mahomes' life miserable
should be your number one objective.
Yes, absolutely. You should take that Bills Chiefs game. That is the best sample you can look at and be like, okay, what do we need to do? 13 seconds, what do we need to do? I don't know. Not give up a whatever with 13 seconds left. Like, don't play prevent defense. This is the most concrete, like, okay, we need a guy on the front end here who's going to wreak havoc and just obliterate the quarterback.
And it's not even just about like that player in itself. It is the secondary benefits that happen. You have
right.
a very good interior pass rusher in Ed Oliver. He is a guy that defenses have to key on. If you do not have a pass rusher that can flood a player back into the pocket and do it effectively, Ed Oliver's going to get that double team. And he's not going to be able to create havoc from the inside because the edge rushers are not getting home. And there's a difference between chasing them out of the pocket versus making them have to crash back into it or step up. And I think that that's what you saw in that Philadelphia game, where that is what you need, is a player that can really create the bend and get that pass rush done for you in a multitude of ways. That's why you need someone established at this point, because, like I said, the Bills are not in a place where they can wait. They are not in a place where they can just go ahead and draft a defensive line over the course of years. They're not going to get a Jalen Carter to drop to them at 9 because they're not picking at 9.
Right.
This is, you probably need to use your first round pick this year on an investment of a player that is established. Especially when you have players that are looking to leave franchises, particularly within the AFC North, with Garrett in Cleveland and Hendrickson in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Those are guys that have been doing this consistently now over the past few years, with varying degrees of success year by year, but both of them, I would comfortably say, are in the top 15 of pass rushers around the National Football League.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
For me, Garrett makes the most sense cap-wise. And now there's even reports that he would restructure a deal to make a trade happen and make a trade easier for Cleveland to be able to put through. That sounds great to me.
I'd sign up for that right now. Give me a pen and paper, Sharpie even, on the back of the board. I'd sign up for that right now.
Exactly. So it's one of these things where I've never felt more convinced of something in my life than after watching a football game than this. They do need that star pass rusher. Job's not done yet, though. You got to probably boost your secondary. You definitely need to go ahead and find a way to upgrade at corner, at safety, especially if you're going to be running more man defense coverages. You need a personnel that can do both of these things a lot more comfortably. You need a safety that isn't a box safety. You need a guy who could be a rangy, playmaking type of player. So there's still a lot of work to be done on the defensive side of the football.
Well, did you see, quick here, mm-hmm. the Dolphins did release Kendall Fuller yesterday? Cornerback?
Yeah. Yeah.
Might be a cheap veteran piece. I don't know. Thinking that way.
Yeah, maybe. But also, yeah, Miami's defense. That's the way to solve it.
Right, yeah. No, I was,
pieces from the Miami defense. I like that.
Spitballing, you know. But
so, for me, yeah, the job is, there's a lot to do. There's a lot of work to do with this Bills team. And there may also now be an interesting pothole developing when it comes to the road to get back to the AFC Championship game, and if not further. And we'll talk about that pothole coming up here on the other side. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly. This is Sports Talk Saturday here on WGR.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.